This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham? Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of October 23rd and November 13th, 2018?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Seeing none, moving on.
Councilman Bell.
Oh, Mr. Bell.
Yes, Madam President, continuing to work on 17-095 and 17-096, we're awaiting for the finalization of the traffic impact study, which the developer actually agreed to do on their own. And so we are corresponding back and forth, and we'll report further to the next meeting. But both of those ordinances will remain tabled.
Thank you, and thank you for your diligent work. Also, I would like to welcome Councilwoman Dee Durham and Councilman Dave Carter to the council. Welcome. Next, our introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next December 11th council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 18115, amend the grants budget appropriate anticipated federal funds of $17,082,673 from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Section 8 Housing Choice Vouchers 2019 grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 18116, authorizing the county executive to execute a purchase agreement and other documents necessary to sell approximately 3.3728 plus or minus acres of property located in Middleton, Delaware at 617 Marl Pit Road, tax parcel number 13017.00036 for $71,800 to be used to improve the intersection at Cedar Lane and Marl Pit Road. Ordinance 18117, authorizing the county executive to execute a purchase agreement and other documents necessary to sell approximately 0.6329 plus or minus acres of property located in Middletown, Delaware at 729 Marl Pit Road, tax parcel number 13017.00040 for $12,700 to be used to improve the intersection at Cedar Lane and Marl Pit Road. Ordinance 18118, authorizing the county executive to execute a purchase agreement and other documents necessary to sell approximately 1.0730 plus or minus acres of property located in Middletown, Delaware at 0 West Middle Park Drive, tax parcel number 23064.00001 for $55,000 to be used to improve the intersection at Cedar Lane and Marl Pit Road. Ordinance 18119, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, affiliate local 459, and upgrade the position title of utility technician pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03.104. Ordinance 18120, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.500, Department of Administration, Section 2.05.514, Office of Law, regarding retention of legal consultants and monthly reports to County Council. Ordinance 18121. Amend the grants budget. Appropriate $40,743.50 natural program income to the Community Policing Grant, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18122. Amend the grants budget. Appropriate federal funding of $172,973 to the JAG Justice Assistance Grant 2018, Fortifying Officer and Community Safety Grant for the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 18123. To amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 7, Property Maintenance Code, Article 1, Standards for Property Maintenance, to adopt the 2018 edition of the International Property Maintenance Code and amendments thereto. Ordinance 18124. To amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 3, Merit System, Section 26.03.206, Deferred Compensation Plan, regarding distribution of plan proceeds.
Thank you. Reports from select and special committees. May I please have the reports from any committees of council, beginning with Boards and Commissions Subcommittee. Ms. Deller?
Yes, the Boards and Commissions Subcommittee met at 2 p.m. this afternoon. We reviewed three appointments and two appointments, one of which was from County Council, the rest from the Executive Office. There were also personnel items, and Mr. Sheldon can address those.
On Personnel Committee, where we had the meeting, and we actually didn't select any committee people, and we were unable to come through with an aide, as we decided not to do that. The motion was withdrawn by Councilwoman Durham.
Thank you. Next, the Finance Committee. Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you. The Finance Committee met at 4 o'clock today on the 8th floor, and we went through the regular order of business with resolutions. We had two purchase orders, one council rule change, and a request to the General Assembly. Under ordinances, we have a grant for fleet study, also to appropriate money from DLDOT and the Department of Homeland Security and Safety. That's the Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security. Transfer funds from Newcastle County Public Safety to Community Services to continue funding the community outreach specialist. We had an ordinance to provide streetlights in the traditions of Whitehall subdivision. One ordinance were tax abatement for the Bellevue Community Center. One ordinance to require alcohol and drug testing for employees of general contractors and subs working on Newcastle County Public Works projects. We approved one grant. We also, council grant for Councilman Woods. We also reviewed our holiday meeting schedule, and then we adjourned the meeting.
Thank you. Land Use Committee, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Today, Land Use Committee met upstairs at 3 o'clock in the council conference room. We discussed several plans on the agenda for tonight, and we had a couple of discussions.
Okay, and I'd like to bring up one item. I went on the website today, or yesterday, when I was doing the agenda, and I see where it says on the agenda what time we're meeting, that the time has been eliminated unless you download the agenda completely, which most doesn't make it quick and easy for people to see when it is. So I'd like to make a motion that we have the Clerk of Council be in charge of making sure the time gets back on the agenda for the meetings. So all in favor?
Aye.
First of all, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Mr. Smiley, did you have a comment? You had your hand forward?
I just thought it was inappropriate at the council meeting, and I really don't think we need a vote. If any council member wanted it, they could ask.
I wanted to make sure that we took care of it as soon as possible. I know that I would like to see the times when I go there, and so to do constituents. Next, the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are voted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 18185, honoring the life and legacy of Gerald Jerry Schultz.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Who introduced it? Ms. Diller and I.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. Next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time. State your name for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from members of council. Beginning with R18175, Mr. Smiley. R18186, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like Resolution 18-186 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 18186, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Merit Construction for upgrade of existing sanitary sewer line in the community of Claymont Heights for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $33,800.
Mr. Cartier?
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. This was reviewed in committee, but I'll just restate for the record. Claymont Heights is a very old subdivision in Claymont dating from 1918. And this proposes to replace an undersized sewer line in a community that's subject to repeated clogging and problems in the amount of $33,800.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18186.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
I'm really in trouble. I'm in trouble now.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Everybody? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R18186 is passed. Next, R18187. Mr. Carter?
Yes, I would, I'd like to have R18187 read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Resolution 18187, authorizing the county executive to execute a sales agreement and other documents necessary to purchase approximately 8 plus or minus acres of property located in Middletown, Delaware at 1001 Promenade Place, tax parcel number 23009.00157, to be used for the site of the Southern Regional Library and related educational and community purposes.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Carter?
Yes, I would actually like to move to table this as well.
And second. So,
second.
Until we can have an opportunity to hear from the community services and get a full briefing on it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes for R18187 to be tabled. Next, R18188. Mr. Carter, Mr. Smiley.
I would request that R18-188 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18188, to amend Rule Number 13 of Newcastle County Council Rules of Procedure regarding lame duck council members. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, in brief, what this does is any sitting council member who's up for election but would enter a status whereby it was concluded that they would not be returning to office would be prohibited from expending any funds out of their office/grant account for grants. It in no way affects their ability to operate their office and expend funds for office needs.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18188. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Needle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
R18188 is passed. Next, R18189. Mr. Smiley?
I would request that R18-189 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18189. Newcastle County Council requests that the Delaware General Assembly amend Delaware Code Title 9, Section 334B, 1141, and 1145 in relation to the Office of Newcastle County Council President. Mr. Smiley?
In brief, this legislation requests that the Delaware General Assembly make the necessary changes in state law to convert the presidency from a countywide elected office to be elected from within by the sitting council members and to convert that to an at-large seat, not to take place prior to 2020 unless the presidency should become vacant for some reason prior to that.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
Thank you. I would say that it's not unusual for legislative bodies to pick their leadership from amongst the ranks. You can look at many local governments throughout Delaware where that is done. And it's not unusual for at-large members on a council or local government legislature to exist. So I think that we're always looking to improve the governance of the county, and I think that putting a request to the General Assembly in this matter is appropriate, and that's what we need to do.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Mr. Carter.
Yes. As we discussed in the committee meeting, I think this is an opportunity to really look at what would make the best governance, and it's always a good idea to review your structures to see what works best. I do believe that since constitutionally our powers are granted by the General Assembly, that they are the appropriate body to hear from the public and to make the decision. I believe they are a third party independent of any concerns or interests that may be here amongst council, and I believe it would be very beneficial to this council to have that external review and look. And to give the public the opportunity through that body that has the power to make or not make these changes, to have it really debated in the public arena.
Yes, I also, I believe that the public should have had an opportunity to discuss this, to hear it, and it should be vetted. That hasn't happened, so I would have asked that this be tabled, and I did suggest that. Saying that, I also believe that the public should be able to weigh in. And this is, no doubt about it, taking the vote away from the public, saying that the public will have no input into who is leading their county. You know, we're sitting in this chamber now, and the city of Wilmington also meets here. And in the city of Wilmington, they also elect their president. So is there any other comments by members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18189. Ms. Saville?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
No.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Present.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 2 no, 1 present. R18189 is passed. Moving on to ordinances, R18101. Mr. Smiley?
I request that 18-106 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
That's no way. Ordinance 18106, amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget, transfer $12,500 in the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to the contractual services budget line item for the Department of Public Works for the purpose of funding a fleet management study.
As per title.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 18106. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 18106 is passed. Next, 018107. Mr. Bell?
Madam President, if you would, I had given a brief explanation of the ordinance and council committee, but I would ask that the district council person, Ken Woods, be able to present this for the vote.
Thank you, Mr. Woods.
Mr. Bell. Thank you, Mr. Bell. yes, I'd like to have 18107 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18107, amend the grants budget, appropriate $28,668 from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation, DelDOT, to the Five Points Fire Company All-Terrain Vehicles Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018107. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. Thank you. 018107 is passed. Next, 018108. Mr. Bell? Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to have ordinance number 18-108 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 18108, amend the grants budget, appropriate $526,086.69 from the State of Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the FY 2019 Fund to Combat Violent Crime Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018108. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. Thank you. 018-108 is passed. Next, 018-109. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Ordinance 18-109 be read by title, placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18-109, to provide for the installation of Granville with Ribs 12-foot pole with optional fluted base street lights in the traditions at Whitehall Subdivision, located in the St. George's 100, and for a light tax based on the cost of street lights.
Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-109.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
018-109 is passed. Thank you. 018-110. Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President, I'd like to have Ordinance number 18-110 read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 18-110, amend the FY19 approved operating budget, transfer $104,154 in the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety, Division of Police, FY19 approved budget, materials and supplies budget line item to the Community Services FY19 approved budget, contractual services budget line item to support the Community Intervention Team.
Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. This would appropriate $104,154. It would take it from the police department give it to the Department of Community Services. I did talk about it, and others talked about the good work that the current intervention team is doing. And I would respectfully suggest, predict whatever, that those young people that Community Intervention Team is touching today will probably be among those who will be intervening and working with children in the future. And I say that with foundation because one of the intervention specialists who was working before the program was cut actually came through my community center, and he was doing an outstanding job, and that's what the program was all about as far as I was concerned, having young people do this work and prepare leaders for tomorrow as well. So, you know, I have made this request accordingly and was pleased about the fact that I didn't get any opposition from the police department or the administration, and the fact that the county executive thought enough of the program to keep it running with two staff people, at least in the Claymont area, I think speaks volumes about the recognition of the work that the community intervention team members are doing.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cartier?
As I said in the Finance Committee, I'm strongly supporting this. I want to compliment Councilman Street for his valiant efforts on behalf of youth in this county, and this is a great program. We need to keep it alive, and we need to make sure it goes beyond my district into all the other areas of the county where we have a need to put youth in a productive path for the future. And so I look forward to this vote tonight.
Thank you. Does anyone else from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018-110.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
018110 is passed. Next, 018111. Mr. Street? I'm sorry, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like Ordinance 18-111 to be read by title and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 18111 to authorize abatement of outstanding Newcastle County real property taxes and penalties and interest on the property of the Edgemore Community Center, DBA Bellevue Community Center, located at 510 Duncan Road, Wilmington, Delaware, tax parcel number 06132.00229.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. We heard earlier in the Finance Committee meeting the details of this, but just to summarize for the record here in Council, I was made aware that the Bellevue Community Center, which was previously called the Edgemore Community Center, which had always operated as a nonprofit because they occupied a building primarily that was owned by the school district, on the transfer of the property to the Edgemore Community Center, which later became Bellevue. It seems that there was a error made in going and applying for the tax-exempt status, and it caused a tax liability to accrue to the center. This amount that is in the ordinance this evening is the county portion of that property tax liability, which is under our authority to abate, so that the community center can continue to do the great work that they do every day, serving child care needs of people in the area, food closet, all the productive activities for youth. It's where our community outreach specialists are based, and I think we have a member of the board here who would provide more detailed testimony if council requires it. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Street?
Well, I wholeheartedly support this. By the same token, I heard the comments from Councilman Holland about being fair and consistent, and there was also some discussion with by council expressing his concern, and one of the things that I hope will be included going forward is consideration to help ask the recorder deeds office and these real estate agents to make sure that they're notifying these nonprofit organizations of what they have to do when they acquire new property. And that can be part of the real estate transfer. But in this situation, agencies comparably situated, and I'll say it again, that's at least 5 full-time summer camp counselors in the summer is $20,000. That's unfortunately a full-time daycare worker. And, you know, it's 5 or 6 tutors 2 or 3 nights a week throughout the school year. So it's not a lot of money to some people, but to nonprofit organizations doing nonprofit work, it's a major piece of money, and it has a major impact on people who are directly working with children and other people in the community. So I support this wholeheartedly, and I hope we can make some changes and get the cooperation of others in the process, because I agree with Council. This should not continue. It seems like once a month we've got a nonprofit organization coming forward asking for a tax abatement.
Thank you. Are there any other members of council that have Mr. Sheldon?
Yeah, and I want to agree with Councilman Street. If there's anything on a legislative wide that we could do through land use to make sure that the real estate attorneys actually say this or whatever can be done, I would appreciate that too.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018111. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
018111 is passed. Next, 018112.
Madam Chair, Carter? I move that Ordinance 18-112 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18112, to revise Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.300, Department of Public Works, regarding alcohol and drug testing of employees of general contractors and subcontractors working on public works projects and work sites.
Madam,
Mr. Sheldon?
Madam Chair, I move that Ordinance 18-112 be tabled.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? 018112 is tabled. Next, 018114. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read Ordinance 18-114 by title only and present to Council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 18114, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 6 Building Code regarding Article 1 General, Article 2 Definitions, Article 3 Administration, Article 4 Building Code, Article 5 Residential Code, Article 6 Mechanical Code, Article 7 Plumbing Code, Article 8 Fuel Gas Code, Article 9 Existing Building Code, Article 10 Energy Conservation Code, Article 11 Swimming Pool and Spa Code, and Article 12 Violations, Enforcement, and Penalties.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. We had a very brisk conversation about this upstairs with the PowerPoint presentation. So at this time, and any council members have any questions? Land use is here. Otherwise, I would call for the vote.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018114.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. Next, 017 and 095 and 017096 remain tabled per Mr. Bell. Next, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions, R18190. Mr. Sheldon?
Yes. Madam Chair, I move that Resolution 18-190 be read in by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18190, recognizing the value of apprenticeships to Newcastle County and its labor force and celebrating National Apprenticeship Week 2018.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Mr. Smiley?
Yeah. Councilman Sheldon, with your leave, since we don't have a copy, could we get it read in its entirety?
There you go.
I did pass it out.
Oh, Tara screwed it up.
But I'll read it if you'd like.
I would very much like.
No attacking Tara.
She's in the room now.
It was passed out to everyone?
Mm-hmm. Charles talks about her.
It may have been passed out to everyone, but I'm referred to as no one. If you'd like
and
to
if you're all passed out?
If we could have a second, I'd be happy to read it myself.
Can everybody take a minute or two and read it?
I read slow.
How long do you need, Mr. Smiley?
Pardon?
Not everybody has copies. Can you raise your hand if you don't have a copy so Mike can see you?
Oh, we didn't get them.
There you go.
Oh. I thought it was a joke.
There you go. Tara, you're off the hook.
George, why don't you read it for everyone?
I guess I was the only one wanting to know what it said.
Thank you.
Did Janet get one?
See, I see $60,000. I want to make sure it's not from us. If you make them double sided, we can face. If you make them double sided, we can face each other and both read at the same time. Thank you very much.
I'm not done. I'm still reading.
Motion for adjournment.
Motion to recess by Councilman Hollidge reads.
Whenever you looks want like to everybody is done.
Whenever you want to call for the vote.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Smiley, are you, have you completed
whatever
reading
you want
it?
To call for the vote. I'm fine.
No, we call for the vote.
Second.
Okay, does anyone from council have questions or comments?
God, no.
I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18190. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R18190 is passed. Does anyone from the public wish to address members of council?
I just want to say, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I would think this was the first move to try to drive me to an iPad.
But,
but it's not going to. I know, you know, right across here.
We'll get you there someday. The public wish to address council. Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.
7:17, that's not bad.